Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Denny Hocking. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chris Latham. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hocking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a line drive beyond first. Ortiz can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice hits a line drive beyond second. Hocking can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cora moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lawton hits a line drive towards the mound. Nagy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vizquel takes first base on ball four. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cora bunts towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to third. Lofton moves to second. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Justice strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hawking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latham hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nagy fires to first and picks off Latham. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sexton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hawking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hawking hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive towards center. Lofton catches it and throws to first to double up Hawking. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Justice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Fryman, and into shallow left field. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Ortiz moves to third. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Ortiz scores. Coomer moves to third. Lawton moves to second. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Latham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Latham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sexson hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Coomer, and into shallow left field. Sexson reaches second base with a double. Fryman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Travis Baptist now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hocking moves to second. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hocking scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Ortiz moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Steve Carsey now pitching. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a line drive off the glove of Sexton, and into shallow right field. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Ortiz scores. Coomer moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Latham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Latham hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hocking reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Justice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Whiten now playing left field. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hocking strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a line drive into center field. Latham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Latham. Thome moves to second. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thome scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Indians. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sexson hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whiten. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. Coomer moves to third. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baptist fires to first and has Vizquel trapped. There's the throw to Mears, who tags Vizquel for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Cora reaches second base with a double. Mike Trombley now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Latham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Latham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hawking hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Latham moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 4 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Latham scores. Hawking moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hawking scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for David Ortiz. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ochoa hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.